Let us pray. Dear God, speak to us. Lord, people can see our facial expressions and our outlook appearances, but you know what is going on inside. So let your word comfort us, challenge us, and inspire us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There was two men happened to meet each other at the pub one evening, sharing some laughs and drinks together. But one of them looked a bit sheepish as he showed a string tied around his finger. And he said, "I can't bring myself to go home." His voice filled with a bit concern. "Because my wife asked me to do something important. And to make sure I wouldn't forget, so she tied this string around my finger. But for the life of me, I just can't recall what it was. And I'm too scared to go home." Few days later, these two people meet together again. So he asked his friend, "So, did you finally remember what was that string was all about?" He was genuinely curious. The other man's face darkened slightly, and he sighed before answering, "You see, I didn't go home until late the next night because I was so worried. When I finally did, my wife reminded me what the string was for. And let me tell you, it wasn't nice." His voice carried a bit of a sadness. "And so what did you say?" "Because that string was there to remind me to come home early." We all forget things. Forgetfulness is part of our broken, fallen human condition. Is that me only? I don't know about you. Have you had that experience of getting to the top of the ladder or top of the stairs, but not remembering why you went up there in the first place? Hey, many people are. So it's not just me then. Every one of us, regardless of age, has those moments when our memories fails us. We forget where we parked our car. We forget birthdays and anniversaries. I'm not looking at my wife. We forget doctor's appointments. We forget constantly our car keys and our phones as we are about to set off. "Because I don't know where it is. I can't really find it." Some of you will forget what this sermon is all about by tonight. Some of you nodding. You see, although forgetfulness is part of our human fallen nature, but the ability to remember is a wonderful gift that God has given for us. Yeah? The ability to remember is a wonderful gift that God gave us. Because many of us can recall the first time you fell in love. Many times you remember your first kiss. Many people remember your first child, the sleepless night. I mean, I don't know whether it's a happiness or not, but because those memories are fixed in our minds, as long as our memory functions, It's always there. The times can't rob you off. But some memories are happy, but some memories are not so happy. You also acknowledge that. But in a scripture that we look at, it's scripture repeatedly calls us to remember. And that's what I think it's important thing. It repeatedly tells us to remember certain things. All of God's teachings revolves around these three things that what you can see on the screen. Remember who God is. Remember what he has done. And remember what he has promised. These three things helps you to get through difficult times. But this is the one, when the difficult time comes, this is the first thing that we forget. That's a part of our nature. But these are the three fundamental things, the scripture full of verses that reminds you, remember who God is. Because when you say, in a scripture, you look from the Old Testament, God provided the rainbow to remind his promises in Noah's time. The Passover meal was established to remind the people how God passed over them. Moses spent lots of time, in fact his whole life, urging people of Israelites to remember. And the wonderful, my favorite passage, a psalmist, constantly reminds us, don't forget his blessings, the benefits, the wisdom, character, and guidance. And in the New Testament, Paul reminds us too. He says like this, make allowance for each other's mistakes, faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. Can you see? Even our Christian life builds around remembering what God has done so that you can live like a Christian. The passage that we read in Joshua. You know, this is a wonderful passage. I love this passage because they've been wandering in the wilderness 40 years. Now they come to this finale. You know, coming to this moment, this is what they're waiting for. They're just crossing the Jordan River, entering into this promised land. And God says, all right, okay, that's good. It took only 40 years. It could have been much easier. But here we are. You are there. Tell the people, the representatives, to pick a stone from the middle of the ground as you're crossing the Jordan River. The stones. And then you can make a little monument, memorial. Why do you do that? So that you can tell others about how God brought you out of Egypt. That's interesting. Because this is the moment people will keep on forgetting all those 40 years. You know, the commandments gave 2 years just after left the Egypt. And now another 38 years they've been journeying. And God wasn't happy with them because they keep on forgetting and then complaining. The complaint came because they were forgetting. And one of the complaints was to Moses and Aaron, they're saying, listen, my children are going to die here. And interestingly, it's not the children who died. The children is the one who inherited the promised land. The people who complained. It's so, in a sense, it tells us it's not the problem with the children. It's the problem with that memory. They keep on forgetting. Even though God miraculously take them away from Egypt in a day, like, but it took them 40 years to leave Egypt in their mind. They keep on reminding, they keep on remembering the wrong things, but not what God has been doing all the way in that journey. God gives these memorial stones each and individual's journey in life. But it's our responsibility to remember. Remembering these things, it doesn't come automatically. As I said, in our human, fallen human nature is we keep forgetting. That's the first thing that we forget what God has done for you. That is why in keep on reminding us, you have to be intentional about remembering. It doesn't come automatically. We have to be intentional. And that's why God reminded these Israelites people, pick a stone. Even though you may think that you never forget these things, because it's a big story. They've never seen the plagues that God used. They've never seen this manna before. All these miraculous stuff you would think people will never forget. But they did. And this is where, as you enter into this new journey, new sets of life, God gives you memorial so that you can remember. And I love these Psalms. If you go home, read Psalm 78. Psalm 78, it's a wonderful psalm. Because this 78 is full of how to remember. And what is the benefit of remembering God's good things? And one of the verses says in Psalm 78, in chapter 78, verse 9 to 11, it says, the men of Ephraim, can I have a screen, please? The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wonders he had shown them. For all those verses there about the reason they have struggled along the journey is because they forgot. Here in this chapter, in this verse, it says, even though they armed with bows, they got every equipment to battle. They got everything. They can fight. But when the day of battle came, they are afraid to fight. They are too scared. Because you forget. This is what all happens in our life journey too. When things happen to us, especially in the day of battle, when it's no longer you can stand on your own, you feel like, why am I going through this problem? I don't deserve this. And then all the mistakes that we make and we hurt other people just because what we are going through and everything else. You know, the problem behind all of these things is because we forget. That's why God always reminds you of. I'm standing here. I am the same boat. I forget. I have to keep telling myself, remember how God brought me out of these things. Remember how there are times when I was growing up in India. You know, I wasn't a rich family when I was a young boy. I remember when my dad promised me one day he will buy me a bicycle. It's a second-hand bicycle. I remember sleepless nights, not just weeks, months and years passed by. I've been waiting for one day when my dad comes back from work, he will come with him with this bicycle. The second-hand one that he promised he will get me one. And I hold on to that promise. One day he will, but I don't know how long it will take. And one day he did. You can see the joy it filled my heart at that moment. But this is the moment though that I was innocent. I was praying. Like, you know, I'm not like a proper Christian like. I was a kind of Christian that I know how to pray, but I have this faith like, you know, God give me this because God has given me this kind of vision for me. One day, when I was a child, when he was didn't have a own bicycle, but God gave me that vision saying that I will fly one day in an aeroplane. And I prayed to God, Lord, I prayed in a prayer meeting, the little prayer meeting, few people. And when I prayed this, God showed me this, me flying on a plane. They literally, during the prayer meeting, they all burst into love. They laughed their head off. Because those are the moments that I can't even afford to have a second-hand bicycle. Never mind going on a plane. But I hold on to that promise. But anyway, time passed. Here I am. God's promises, if you hold on to it, it helps you to get through the most difficult times. But the thing is, you need to keep on reminding yourself. Keep on reminding yourself, because we will forget. It doesn't come automatically, it doesn't ring the bell in your phone, tells you you have an appointment to remember. It doesn't. This memory is not intended to paralyze. It's intended to set us free. Intended to move forward to conquer the new purpose that God has given you. This new land, this new thing, new adventure is waiting for us. All we have to remember. Because the stones that you carry in order to remember, it will grow in you. It'll become eventually a living stone. You know how it does? As you share with your younger generation what God has done to you. Because that's the important base. Not just remembering yourself, but you remember to tell the younger generation. You're all sitting here, a little bit older, because the younger is all gone, worshiping that side. The future of the church is in you. The future of the church, of this Haver Hill Methodist Church, is in you, how you share your story with the younger generation. Because this is the stone that you create, that God has given to you. All because when I see people in their house, they tell you a wonderful story to me. But it's our responsibility to share what that story. When you are babysitting with your grandchildren, you can do when you are sitting alone with other younger people. This is your responsibility to share what is that stone means to you. How God involved in your life. And that's why this church will grow, the future generation. Today, we're remembering people. We say we remember them. And yet, who or what are we remembering? Sadly, many people misunderstand what today is about. Let me make it clear. We are not here to glorify war or the supremacy of this country or any other country. I'm not here to defend the cruelty and the agony of warfare and terrorism. We are not here to justify the armed forces or the establishment. And we are not here even to label death as a sacrifice. For sacrifice suggests a degree of choice that was not present for many serving in the forces at that time. But what we are here for, to remember all those people, what they endured, of whatever country, who have died in the pursuit of freedom and good. So that we can honor what they endured, the horror, so intense that we are much less tempted to give in to our own violence today. This should also strengthen our resolve to do our part in serving God and others. That's what the John's Gospel tells us. How we serving others depends on how you're remembering. Because remember, the Lord forgave you. Remember that you were once foreigners. Remember that you were once slaves, but God brought you. Because it should affect the way you treat others when you remember what God has done. And when you remember what God has done, you can remember these two things. We can let go of anything that's holding on, anything that something makes us hurt or pain that we are carried all the way in our life. We can let go. We can let go of things, the hurts that we've been carrying. And we can hold on what God has done for you. The hold on to the things that gives you life. We hold on to the things that it makes you move forward. And hold on to things that God gave you that memory so that you can treat others the same way that God treated you. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Today, we remember the cost of warfare. But we also remember that Jesus, what he done on that cross, which helps us to remember to let go and hold on. Because these two can help us to grow in our faith and in our relationship with God. Remembering the people who died during this war or any war currently happening. This day reminds us and asks us to see ourselves, our human condition, for what it is, sinful and lost. And yet, by remembering Jesus, it is also an act of hope. What is to come? So Lord, bless this moment as we remember. Give us that memory, give us that memorial stone, every Jordan River that we cross, every obstacles that we overcome, help us to carry this memorial stone with us so that we can tell others intentionally, so that stones will grow in us and become a living stone. That stone create more stories, more memorial stones, and people come to know you and experience your love and your forgiveness and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.